This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing. From the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome. Ray Rowe.
Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
On TV.
Calm down, Jacob. Sheesh.
Sheesh.
Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Well, you know what, Matt? I like your spunk, but I don't like spunk.
I always knew that about Michael.
I didn't. Never been sure. Let's say good evening to Don.
It won't be the first or the last time I will leave zero impact on someone.
Let's say good evening to Don and myself.
Now, Griff should win. But again.
The pervs. Pervs are struggling right now. Natalie's in trouble against...
See, but you know what I think has happened, Peter? I think the pervs have united to not show themselves to be pervs.
Right, so they're almost compensating.
So then they voted against their will and voted for Griffin.
Or they're just not in the mood.
Yeah, maybe they're already finished. Good evening to myself. But when the Vulpster's vulping like that, what can you do? True. Good evening to myself. We have me on video doing it in multiple locations.
That's really unfortunate.
What was I talking about?
That's just, I don't know.
Was that today?
We'll never know.
That was today. You have video of him doing the Super Bowl shuffle.
We have me on video doing it in multiple locations.
You don't get that from that, I'll tell you that.
That is a... Wow, that's a massive drop. That is going to be...
That's a top five seed next year.
That just shows you how drop madness. It's April 2nd. We haven't even finished this year's, and we've got drops
that will
be... It's like
the transfer portal is open right now.
I've got 10 flubs already for 2025.
Wow, come on. Good evening to myself. He's swinging hard. Good evening to myself. Molly, tell me right now, we'll be forever. This is the greatest thing I've ever had.
Quite the day, Peter. Quite the day.
I had a good day. I had a good day today. Hey, Ray's here. Good evening to Michael, Anthony, and myself.
I mean, were you able to grow a beard at 15?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, look at that thatch. You kidding me? Of course he could. Thatch is a hell of a word.
That's right.
You got to think about it.
Thatcher Demko.
And what do we have here? Good evening to Don.
Rather than give up the lead, they decided to take him out.
You hear that one? You hear that
I
one?
Did.
He's swinging hard. Listen again.
Rather than give up the lead, they decided to take him out. No, what you're hearing is the bottle.
He's being gratuitous there, but it was all day with the swigging. He's swigging hard.
Why are you partaking in water like this, Don?
Hydration. You always like water, but you've been really getting after it recently. Is something going on? You're trying to up the water intake, aren't you?
No, because...
You having sugar issues?
No. I've been told, kickboxing, you got to hydrate.
That's very good. Water's the best, man.
Kimball has said, make sure bread is not our friend. He likes to say that.
True.
And all the water you can drink.
I'll tell you what.
I had an English muffin today. I wept over
it. Oh, boy.
Very underrated.
I'll tell you what. So, what, English muffin?
Yeah.
Well, because it's nothing,
put
but it's something.
Peanut butter on there.
Is that your go-to?
Yeah.
Let me guess, Michael. Butter.
Of course. What else would you put on it?
Cream cheese. Delight.
Not a cream cheese guy.
Never
but in any situation?
Any situation. But the butter just melts right into the nook and crannies.
In the nook and crannies. The whole deal.
No, listen, I enjoy butter on English. Now here's a question. How toasted do you go? Do you like it like crispy? Like almost a crunch?
No.
You like it soft?
Yeah.
But it's more about the heat to allow the butter or the peanut butter to melt in the nook
Melted
and crannies.
Melted peanut butter is gross.
No, I don't think
you
so.
You said that like such a loser. But
like a valley girl.
Melted peanut butter is gross. These fries are good. If you'd like them so much, why don't you marry them? Lay off me. I'm starving.
Where's that from?
That's SNL. That's vintage Farley Sandler Spade right there from my childhood. These fries are good.
Did you see that Joe Flaherty die today?
I know.
We're getting there. It's ENN, don't you know?
Sorry.
No, he's stepping on you during ENN. Usually it's the segment before.
Joe Flaherty, who had a hell of a baseball career, by the way.
That's John Flaherty.
And also was quite the character actor. Now, there's so
good
many...
good goaltender, too, Wade Flaherty.
So many things you could know him from. I'm guessing number one for people of my generation would be the heckler in the scary heckler in Happy Gilmore. Now, I personally loved him as the dad on Freaks and Geeks.
Did not see that.
But he had a real hell of a run on television and in film. Jackass! He's that guy. He's the jackass guy. But he was in Detroit Rock City. He was in Freddy Got Fingered, which I'm a huge fan of.
SCTV?
Yeah, but he's from Second City, so he's big on SCTV. I'm not going to go through the whole list and have Michael yell at me. He was...
No, now would be the time to do it.
He was in Who's Harry Crumb, of course. Back to the Future 2. So, Michael! He was in Stuart Saves His Family.
Why'd you point it out to me?
Yeah, that was weird.
I thought, Michael, you had a conversation about how bad that movie was, didn't we? Maybe I made that up. It was part of my life, at least. Don, so I didn't finish the second half yet of Copland.
Okay.
First of all, it's always funny watching movies as an adult that you realize the only other time you saw it, you were like 12.
Mm-hmm.
So not that you didn't enjoy it, but you really didn't understand what it was about.
Stallone should have won an Academy Award for that.
How about this, though? I'm only halfway through. Stallone's been brilliant. But God, did it remind me of how good Ray Liotta is.
Yeah.
I mean, Ray Liotta is the real deal, man. But so is Stallone. Stallone is just so good at being the understated, pathetic guy, isn't he?
Really felt bad for him.
He's so good at making you feel bad for him.
Mm-hmm.
This also just happened. Let me say good evening to myself and Michael. You like it soft?
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark... she wants to go out on top. And that would mean winning her first NCAA Women's Championship.
I think the biggest thing is, you know, I want to go out on the right note. I'm going to give it every single thing I got. And, you know, it's hard to be the last team standing. There's 360 teams in Division I basketball, and only one gets to end the season happy. And that's going to be us. That's what we want to do. And you just got to believe it and go out there and earn it. And, you know, but at the same time, we know how hard it is.
Angel Reese. Standing strong despite all the outside hate. She said it's been a tough year.
I don't really get to speak out on things just because I just try to ignore, and I just try to stand strong. Like, I've been through so much. I've seen so much. I've been attacked so many times. Death threats. I've been sexualized. I've been threatened. I've been so many things, and I've stood strong every single time. And I just try to... stand strong for my teammates because I don't want them to see me down and like not be there for them. So I just want to always just know like I'm still a human. Like all this has happened since I won the national championship, and I said the other day I haven't had peace since then, and it sucks. But I still wouldn't change. I wouldn't change anything, and I would still sit here and say like I'm unapologetically me. I'm gonna always leave that mark and be who I am and stand on that. And hopefully the little girls that look up to me, and hopefully I give them some type of inspiration that. No, hopefully it's not this hard and all the things that come at you, but keep being who you are. Keep waking up every day. Keep being motivated, staying who you are, staying 10 toes, don't back down, and just be confident.
I'm telling you, man, future is bright for the WNBA with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. And I'm sure she has been through a lot this year. It was a very interesting time, that post-championship thing. Remember then Jill Biden came out and said, we should also have Iowa here. You know, like everyone sort of villainized Angel Reese and immediately sort of felt bad for Iowa. There was a lot baked in there. But in the end, what I liked about it is I don't feel that this game yesterday was a continuation of sort of those extra storylines. To me, it felt like, Don, from the outside watching it, it felt like it was a storyline about mostly about Caitlin Clark, but also about this great rival who won the championship last year. Like, I really didn't feel yesterday all the outside noise and the other stories that were told. To me, it felt about just those two players. Of course, they shared a hug there at the end of the game.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kim Mulkey, now, the Mulkster, Michael, here's she was asked, what did you say to Caitlin Clark after the game?
What did I say to her? I said, I sure am glad you leaving. I said, girl, you something else. Never seen anything like it.
I said, listen, right now, don't you read that goddamn article in the Washington Post. It's the lying media.
Well, Coach, have you read the article yet?
Hell no, I haven't. And God bless America. But more God than America, because I skip the national anthem every day to pray. All right? But don't you read that article. Ain't nothing there for you to see. About me and my Mulkamania. Again, you in the back with the big head and all the questions. I didn't read it. I'm not going to read it. But it's bad. And here's the thing. Say your prayers, eat your vitamins, and me and my 24-inch pythons and my Mulkamaniacs are going to run wild on you.
Kim?
That's right.
Did you ever have a relationship with Freddie Kitchens?
You know, I knew one of you sick, perverted men would bring up something diabolical like me having a relationship with Freddie Kiki simply because we sound similar. But can't you hear the difference? He's Freddie Kiki. And I am the Mulkster. Me and my Mulkamaniacs running wild. Mulky time. And that's why we're off to the Final Four. Congratulations to me and my team.
No, no, no. You're not going, Coach.
Shut your big head freaked mouth, Michael K. You and your big New York up north media, Washington Post, New York Times, LA Chronicle, Chicago Tribune, Baltimore Post can shove it up your rear. I bet you one thing, though, you wouldn't want to run into Ryan Angel Reese. She'll hit you with a 1-2 and a biscuit. And if that's not true, then my name ain't Kim Mulkster Mulkamaniac Mulkey.
Sorry, Coach.
Thank you for giving. God bless.
Now, the 12.3 that the game got.
12.3 million.
Yeah. So Austin Carp put this together. Pretty interesting. The Golden Globes this year, 9.5 million. The final round of the Masters last year, 12.1 million. A tradition like no other. It outrated four of the five games from last year's NBA Finals. And it outrated every World Series game in 2023.
So it begs the question, Michael, why wasn't it on ABC?
Yeah, can you imagine what the number would have been on ABC?
Because it would have been higher. For some reason, even though everybody has ESPN, when you do it over the air, now I guess they didn't want to mess with The Bachelor, I don't know. But
peaked at 16 million, by the way.
What did?
American Idol was on last? Well, same thing. Well, no, what did the American Idol do?
The game peaked at 16, though. That's a huge number.
Peaked.
At 16 million.
The title game last year on ABC and ESPN2, LSU and Iowa, was only 9.9 million.
Yeah, I mean, so wait, so the Final Four matchup is UConn-Iowa?
Yes.
That's right.
And then if they win, if presumably, so they could get the dream scenario. Now, I guess the true dream scenario would have been it's set up so LSU-Iowa was the final. But it's still a pretty dream scenario. If Caitlin Clark, if Iowa beats UConn. A, I think the UConn number should be very big. And then if they win and if South Carolina wins and then you get her having to run through basically the toughest path possible, It's kind of the dream scenario, right?
Oh, yeah.
The biggest moments of young Ryan Rucco's career. I'll tell you that right now.
Good for him. He deserves it.
Damn right he does. You know...
Interesting reaction from Mike. It was funny, but...
Kim, does Ryan deserve it, Kim?
I don't know. I don't know your Ryan. Oh, the boy who calls the games. Yeah. I like him. I don't like a bald man, though. I don't trust a bald man. He should have a hair on his head. Otherwise, he'd be... I'll tell you one thing. Back in the day, if he had hair and he met Kim Mulkey, he might get my 24-inch pythons, all 24 inches.
So, Kim, you're a big thatch guy.
I prefer a thatch. In my day, they used to call me Margaret Thatcher. That's how I get down. Mulkamania, baby. Running wild.
Now, why don't you, as a WWE high-end employee, talk to Khan and talk to Triple H and get Kim Mulkey to be part of like this weekend in Philly?
Yeah, she's free.
They I got to tell you, there's a lot of talent already booked for this. Lil Wayne.
Yeah, but this would be something else.
I think also the Mulkster is a bit of a controversial figure at this point.
Oh, because there's no controversial figures in the WWE.
Well, these, you know, these days.
Big story in the Post today about a controversial figure.
Well, that if we're talking about the Post story that I believe you're referring to, I would tell you that that person is in no way affiliated with WWE.
Oh, he only created it, but he's no.
I don't know what you're.
Affiliated.
I don't know what you're referring to, and I'd like love if you just piped on down. no, but we're so chock full with celebs for this weekend, Michael. They added Lil Wayne last night.
Lil Wayne's coming.
Yeah, Weezy. Weezy's taking out, is walking out with Jey Uso. That's happening. Meek Mill, your favorite, the Millster.
Yeah, it's Philly. You got to do that.
Of course. Meek Mill's going to be there. I talked to Michael Rubin. He's going to be there. I'm going to try to guilt him this weekend into inviting me to the white party.
Can I tell you one thing? The things that I've heard recently about these exclusive parties, maybe don't go.
You're really all over the place today. You just really can't be trusted, can you?
What do you mean?
Just every
I read stories.
Listen, I do not. I say no to the after parties in the suite. You know what I mean? I'm good.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm good. We're having a good time. Hey, you want to go hang out at the hotel afterwards?
Nah,
I'm good. Regular guy. Syph and I covered a lot of that because I believe if I know what you're referring to, it would be Diddy.
Yeah.
And Syph and I, on the latest episode of One Ep, which dropped today, wherever you find podcasts, Syph told stories about doing a lot of parties for Puff back in the day. And many times they'd say, do you want to come? As Syph described it, someone wearing a weird purple shawl would say, hey, you know, there's going to be a party afterwards. And Syph would say, you know what? I'm going to the Chelsea Diner. I'm going to have a grilled cheese sandwich and have a night. But you guys have a great time.
Look at Syph.
Yeah. One, if you do look at Syph, you know he loves a grilled cheese sandwich. That hasn't changed.
Are you saying he's heavy?
I didn't say that at all. I just said he looks like a man who enjoys cheese.
Also, they've added another celebrity for the weekend, Peter, and that's former Philadelphia Flyer Ed Hospodar has been invited.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I would do anything to meet Hospodar. All right. I'm told I have the results for Drop Madness. You kidding me?
The perps turned out.
I don't know. I'm worried for my boo. Let's see. Here we go. We start off in the nether region, and it's official. I have to say goodbye to my wife. She's gone. Like Hall & Oates said. Oh my God has said goodbye, and Griffin has advanced.
You know what?
It's...
Was it by a lot?
Yeah.
It was 66... to 34.
Wow.
66.6.
Evil. Oh, my God. That's a devilish number.
Yeah, really. Perfect for Griffin. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
speaking of Griffin, we go to the flub region. Griffin advances again. This one, 59-41.
He has Weapons Legord.
I mean, Weapons Legord to me has surpassed you-know-what, in my opinion. Although the you-know-what usability factor is just...
You-know-what.
Yeah. Now, close matchup today. Don beats Don. The four seed advances. Cut his fat ass!
Sounds like his entire year 16 on Earth.
You know, it's such a predictable
Nobody
win. No, I didn't get it either.
Don beats Don.
Oh, Don beats Don.
No, this show had a theme today.
It really did. But listen, can we play the one it beat? Because I'm telling you, the one seed should have advanced. That was the one to me.
Are you talking about the funny region or the troubling region?
I'm talking about the funny region.
No, troubling.
Okay, well, the four seed in the troubling region is the other one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got confused. So Don's cut his fat ass was a predictable winner over Don soiling yourself. Chocolate
soft serve.
Yourself.
Chocolate soft serve in your pants.
And now, Don, see, Michael, that's objectively funnier than cut his fat ass, but he's not yelling as hard.
Yeah, he's a yeller. He's a screamer.
It's got to be screaming. From a rant.
Yeah, it has to be a rant. It has to be screaming. So here's the one seed that I'm disappointed to say goodbye to. Football Mondays on 98.7.
Box.
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN.
Tool shed.
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN are brought to you by Sloman's. See, that encapsulates.
The positive of that is you, Peter.
Well, I agree, and that's the sad
part. You're just like plowing you're going down the road no matter what's in front of you.
No, I'm right. Still moving forward.
And Sloman's appreciates it, too.
Exactly, and yet it's another win. This one, a close one. The four seed advances 52-48.
Where I'm on meth, and my mom's a prostitute.
Not so much yelling, but there's a lot there.
Yeah, but meth, prostitutes, some of your favorite subjects.
That was close.
That's 52-48, and that'll do it for ENN. That's right, on this wonderful, what day is Tuesday evenings, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Power Shot Days, Jeep Celebration Event, and Ram Truck Month.
Knicks Heat tonight. Yankees and the Diamondbacks tonight. Mets and the Tigers tonight.
You crazy?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
There's so much to do.
Enjoy.
I can't wait. Yeah.
In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for a goodbye again. See everybody. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.